Couple of the opening songs or tracks off the Spectrum of Infinite Scale from the full length from Man or Astro Man from the year 2000. And as you can hear, their earlier surf rock purism has definitely been vanished by this point. Actually, Exclaim magazine said, quoted here as being one of the only groups to deservedly make it out of the mid-90s surf revival. These guys continue to add influences and create a new style of their own that all but leaves surf behind. I can tell they're definitely experimenting more here. We had Pathway to the Infinite, song of the 2 minute of the 2 mile Linear Particle Accelerator, Stanford University, Stanford, California. That's the song title. Preparation Clont. And probably our final track this morning here. Curious constructs of stem-like devices which now prepare themselves to be thought of as fingers. That's a mouthful as well. And then I'm going to move on from that. Here in CKW. Battle of the Moon continuing until dawn. My name is Mumbles in the Chair. And by the way, our Farzanora podcasts or archives are inoperable at the moment. We're trying to get a technician to look at it now that we have some cash potentially to fix it. So it's very here today, gone tomorrow type of broadcast at 4:03 a.m. and you're one of the few people listening. There you go.
Ingredient in the genes and chromosome which contain and transmit hereditary characteristics. along any road, innit? It must be alright.
ching-a-ching, boom, boom, boom. The bit that John finally got just after that.
Baby,
hang on, John's just
face.
George is tuned up.
Okay, not all Jeff Master.
Because it's our song any road, isn't it?
I feel it. Oh, baby, now I feel it.
You make a bit of wind on it.
You make a bit of wind on it. Gonna keep that one, then. Gonna keep that one, please.
All right, cut this tomfoolery out.
Okay. You had a lovely time.
Oh.
That was the opening cut. Plastic Beetle from the Liverpool Sound Collage, an album by Paul McCartney, released in 2000. There. And of course, also credits to Youth, Super Furry Animals, and the Beatles. But McCartney was really heavily involved in its creation. So... Liverpool Sound Collage is filed under his name, actually. And Pierre Blake was asked to create something musical with the Liverpool spirit to it. To complement... he was doing the artwork expedition, so concurrently... so. Running that, McCartney ended up going all the way back to Session Chatter by the Beatles. So, hence the involvement of the Beatles. Yeah, I guess it's from old tapes and such. Using snippets of the 1991 classical work, Paul McCartney's Liverpool Orioto, to create some tracks for the album. There's a track here, I'll play a brief bit, called Make Up, and it runs for about 12 minutes, but I don't know if we have to, I'll give you a little bits of it, when we have, oddly enough, for a 6-hour show, I don't have enough time. Paul McCartney is heard walking the streets and asking various pedestrians to give their impression of Liverpool and the Beatles. Very interesting. Was nominated for the 2001 Grammy Awards. There you go. And then some Asian Dub Foundation and a little bit of pirate radio and... Square Pusher. And that'll be it for today. Yeah. You're in CQW?
made up that you keep coming back all the time. I made them myself for you. Your name's Anne.
Originally from the Dingle, Liverpool. Mary had a little lamb.
One of only three. Kind of an outside project.
Good luck.
You come from Liverpool. You come from Liverpool.
Who are you looking at?
Back in the pool.
Robbing Maggie Bay. We hit the nerve.
Let it go, let it go!
What are you doing?
Great.
Great?
It's great to see it again.
What do you think of Liverpool?
It's brilliant. And I'm made up that you keep coming back all the time.
Oh, yeah. Me too, I love it. Yeah. What do you think of the Beatles?
Favourite band, and I believe you've won all the awards and everything.
The millennium and all that.
Oh God, you're lovely, you know.
Not bad, eh?
It's
a bit too cold for you?
Yep.
Now, this is the lady who gets me my chips, so tell us where you get them.
I get from the chippy around the corner, or the last time I made them myself for you.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, on that note, I think we better stop. See you, love. Thanks a lot.
Your name's Anne Williams, David.
And her name is Anne Williams. Thank you. Hi, Anne, from the Air Force.
What's your name?
Mark Pauline.
Yeah, where are you from?
Originally from the Dingle. Mum lives in Egworth now, but I live out near Chester now.
Okay, what's your favourite city in the world?
It'd have to be, for the people, Liverpool. For the sights, maybe San Francisco.
Okay. What's your name then?
I'm Pauline.
What's your favourite city?
I would say San Francisco.
What do you think of the Beatles?
Fantastic.
Okay, so alright, well, I'll tell you, there might be on some exhibition, so I'm doing like a sound collage and stuff. So just give us Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb. Fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Maggie, 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 they've taken her away.
And she'll never walk down Lime Street anymore.
What's your name?
Ian.
Ian
Hartley.
Where do you live, Ian?
Elwood. Back at Slade, you know,
doing like a sound collage thing. What's your favourite city then?
It's got a bit of a bit like.
What do you think of the Beatles?
Excellent.
Good group?
So bad.
Not too bad. Okay, now, thanks very much.
Good luck. Karen, please.
Hi, Paul.
See you then.
Well,
all right, see you. We're doing a sound collage thing for Peter Blake. It's all about Liverpool, so I'm getting these girls now talking Liverpool.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you know what Jeff said? His favourite saying is that I say to Jeff every time I speak to him, I wouldn't have your job making a big flop. And he goes, I think that's just like that. I quote you all over the place. He says,
I'll
speak on behalf of Gareth. Gareth's actually been through the sound technology programme and now left. And you know, we had In the City this year. And not to do with Lip, but kind of an outside project. Gareth's band was one of only three is it now? That was shortlisted in the
best
chosen side band. And then, oh no, I thought you were going to, oh, you couldn't
no,
see it.
My
name is Mike, I come from Liverpool, the posh part of Liverpool. I'm a diehard Liverpool fan, and I've just met Paul McCartney.
No.
That's not worth mentioning, is it?
Don't worry about it. My dad was born in Everton, man.
Right, she's going. She's
lovely.
Here we are, arriving at the cabin.
haven't never had it so good. Here we are, Liverpool, pulling up for the cabin gig. I can hear music.
Yeehaw!
Hang on, John's just broke the string. Al, will you come down and fix the seat?
The bit that John finally got.
Oh, well, I can get back a bit.
Oh. Yeah, John's down.
Me, second. Hi, John.
Just want to present it and get out of the way and then get out the hair.
Just actually the top. Oh no, that's fine. So let's go. What time have we got?
We've got 5:30.
5:05. 5:30.
5:30.
Thank you.
prison. Mental hook up on my psychological prisons.
part of what I do is being a warrior, a reluctant warrior, a reluctant struggler, but I do it because I'm committed to life. We can't avoid it. We can't run away from it, because to do that is to be cowardice.
Thank you.
Asian Dub Foundation there off their 2000. Was it? What year was that? 2000? Yeah. According to this. Yep. 2000. So I grabbed stuff out of the 2000 chunk of the drawer there in the music library here. Yeah, we had the last three selections off of the Community Music album. We had Rebel Warrior, which is also a single, Committed to Life, and Scaling New Heights, the last instrumental outro thing there. Yeah. They've been around from... since, I guess, they formed in summer of 1993. Yeah. They had a sound system-based EP called Conscious in late 93 on Nation Records. Later on, they did some stuff... weren't really known in the UK scene. The UK scene was all focused on like their thing, like Britpop was all the rage, almost to a fault. They had like was it Noel Gallagher had this like Union Jack painted guitar or something. It was they're really pushing the Britpop. I think it was almost like a national cultural policy or something, and after what's his face in the Labour Party, Tony Blair had this thing about the economy based on the creatives, I guess, like creative industries or something. Yeah, and then there. It gets really weird. It's like post-industrial this and that and service-based economies and that. Yeah, anyways, that Britpop was a big thing. They're pushing it. There was this... he had this thing in the 60s and all that, the mod culture. But this was sort of like it was invoking that, and then that's really strange. They had this also this horrible term called "Cool Britannia," really bad. I think the conservatives had sort of used that term, and some people just cringed at it, and it just yeah. Anyways, is it sort of a policy of Tony Blair and the New Labour Party thing, too. So it's a really confusing, bizarre thing. But anyways, so going back to Asian Dub Foundation, sort of got lost in that. Not known, really. So they toured continental Europe and France. Apparently, they got pretty well known in France. There, but in 1997, London Records signed the band, and then they sort of got taken notice of at that point because they had some a lot of, I guess, London gave them some support there, and so they were touring. They toured with Primal Scream, and later on, they sort of did a another album, Konrafi's Revenge, and some more sort of here's a little bit of punk there, some political discussions, reggae and jungle thing. And so, anyways, the album, Konrafi's Revenge, nominated for a Mercury Prize. It's another one there. And then they toured in the States with the Beastie Boys and toured in Japan. Got some pretty good critical reviews for Community Music, which I just played the last bit of there. And so on and so on. So. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's that. Square Pusher coming up. I'm going to play something from way back, 1986, Pirate Radio in London, Kiss FM. Yes, they did a live remote at a warehouse in Christmas. Apparently, this was a something called the Bentley's Revival Party, 382A Lee Bridge Road, Lytton, E10, featuring guest DJs Desi D, DJ T, Norman J, Joey J, Gorman, Gordon Mack, I think, was the proprietor of the station. I can't remember. But Tim Westwood and blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to hear all of it. You hear some of it. So this is sort of like Kiss FM at this iteration was sort of 70s soul and 80s dance music. Sort of a thing there. At the time. It served as community. Put it that way. So through the 85 to 88 period, this is sort of what the sound was like. And then later on, they tried to get a legitimate license, and then it started. There are stories that the sound was changing, getting more commercialized or homogenized. I don't know what it is, but it changed a bit later on. So this is the original Kiss FM as it sounded here in CKW, and give you that off the air check on a cassette tape, as it was put.
Don't forget that address, 382A Lee Bridge Road, Leighton, E10. DJ T, master of the beats, king of the rhyme. Well, sometimes anyway. Is Greg Corbin here tonight? Greg Corbin, come in, it's for you. Wanted, dead or alive, Greg Corbin. Yeah, live over London, dunno. If you listen out there, Greg Corbin. Greg Corbin in Radio Land. You're wanted, 382A, Lee Bridge Road. Wanted, dead or alive. DJT, massive DJT, a legend down the Holloway Road. Quack. Topsy on the MIC, Big Request, Lugin Legal, Rambo Me Rambo, Chris Knapp listening in. If Lyndon sees around, would he please reach? Question of some money you owe me. In the mix. The later massive mega mixer, DJT.
From the first day that we met, I knew right from the start that you would always be a very special part. Oh yes.
you.
One or the other. You'll hear the music from outside without a doubt. Still to come, we got a...
What's that?
Reggae, Norman J. Joey J. With some reggae. Also, Gordon Mack, Paul Anderson, and many, many more.